My assistant briefed me on Monday off a deadline that had moved 3 weeks earlier. I was on the call where it moved. It had no way of knowing that, obviously, but it told me with complete confidence, and I planned the week around it. That's the third time this year it has briefed me off a world that no longer exists, and the obvious fix, which is to put everything through it, I tried for a fortnight and it made me slower at absolutely everything.
Don't put everything through it. I'd rule that out before we get anywhere near your Monday because it's the fix everybody reaches for and it degrades the whole arrangement. Picture the version with people in it. You have a large office, you have finally hired an assistant, and they sit next door. A good deal of your work goes through them. You brief them, they come back, you decide. But when something needs solving with the engineer, you walk to the engineer's desk. You do not stand in the assistant's doorway saying, "Please go and tell the engineer this." Nobody does that. It adds a translation step, it loses everything you would have picked up from being in the room, and it delivers the engineer's answer to you secondhand. That instinct is right, and it transfers directly.
Then let me ask the plain version, because it's what anyone asks within 10 minutes of being shown this. Do you work through the chief of staff for everything, or do you still open ordinary sessions like the rest of us?
Ordinary sessions most days, and more of them than you would guess. The split is not 50-50, and it is not 90-10 either. It gets decided case by case, and the deciding takes no thought at all once the office is in your head.
Then the chief of staff never finds out what happened at the engineer's desk, which is precisely the failure I opened with.
That is the cost, and it's the real one. The routing question is easy. The handoff question is the whole problem. Those specialist sessions learn things. An agreement changed, a deadline moved, a decision now sitting with you, and the chief of staff hears none of it. Left alone, its picture goes quietly stale, and stale is worse than incomplete because stale looks current. An incomplete brief has a hole in it you can see. A stale one reads beautifully and is wrong. The fix is one habit, and it is not a piece of technology. Before you close a specialist session, ask it to drop what mattered at a portfolio level into the chief of staff's inbox. Not a transcript, a handover. What we did, what changed, what needs following up.
Who writes that? Because if the answer is me, at the end of a four-hour session, it does not happen. I'd rather admit that now than discover it in March.
The session writes it. You say one thing, and the note comes out. It's installed globally, so any session in any folder can invoke it, and that matters more than it sounds. The moment it only exists in some folders, you have to remember which, and remembering which is the thing we are trying to get rid of. Then a fixed shape, so the chief of staff can triage it like any other capture, instead of parsing your prose at 7 in the morning. And a size limit.
Why a limit? More context is more context. I'd have assumed you'd want the transcript in there somewhere, even if nobody ever reads it.
Two reasons, and they pull the same way. A dump fills the chief of staff's context with domain detail it has no business holding. The argument you had about a schema does not belong anywhere near the thing deciding what you look at on Thursday. And you stop reading. A note that arrives at 400 words gets read. The same note at 4,000 gets filed. And once you are filing them, you have supervision on paper and none in practice. The limit is what keeps it a briefing rather than an archive.
All right. In the moment, at the keyboard, how do I choose which one to open?
Three cases. And there are only three. Go to the specialist when the work is the specialist's. A session sitting inside the code base, or the contract, or the design, has the context that matters and none of the context that doesn't. It does not need to know your constitution, your team of curators, or who the people in your life are, and it works better for not knowing any of it. When you need to work with an engineer, work with the engineer. Go to the chief of staff when the work is coherence. When the question spans ventures, when the answer depends on who somebody is and what was decided about them back in March, when what you actually want is, what should I be looking at today? That is the entire remit, and it is not a small one.
That's two, and both of them are about the nature of the work. What's the third?
Go to the chief of staff when it is the only hand you have. Away from the desk, on a phone, no terminal within reach. You can perfectly well ask it to go and get a project deployed, and it will. That is not a design principle. It is a function of not being in the building. The office analogy covers this too. From a taxi, you absolutely do ring the office and say, "Can somebody go up to the third floor and tell them this?" You would not do it if you were sitting outside their door.
I want to push on that one because it sounds like the exception that eats the rule. If it works from a taxi, it works at my desk, and my desk is where I am lazy.
It does work at your desk. It works worse, and the difference is invisible in the moment, which is exactly why the rule has to be about where you are standing, rather than about what you can get away with. Every request becomes a relay. Fidelity drops at each hop. The specialist ends up working from a summary of what you meant rather than from what you meant, and the answer that comes back is a summary of a summary, which you then act on.
So the two failure modes are relaying everything and never handing anything back.
And they fail at very different speeds. Relaying degrades slowly. You notice after a couple of months that the chief of staff has developed opinions about your database, which is a sign something has gone wrong upstream of it. Never handing anything back is the faster one by a distance. Weeks of real work happen in sessions it cannot see, and it goes on briefing you off a world that stopped existing in the second week. It is not incomplete. It is confidently out of date, which is the version you cannot catch by reading carefully.
That one's mine. I have never written a handover in my life, and I have been running this since February.
Then what you have is a system that knows whatever you happen to mention in passing, which is roughly a diary with a good vocabulary. The assistant next door is only useful because they know what happened in the rest of the building. That knowledge does not arrive by itself, and there is no mechanism coming that will deliver it.
And nothing tells them but me.
Nothing else is going to. Start with one, the next specialist session you close, before you close it. Three lines, what changed, and what is now waiting on you.